Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. This is the radio station where people know that they're being told the truth and they don't have to question it because we always equate it to the Word of God and the Constitution. Just for the record, okay? Just wanted to let you know that before you got involved with what's going on over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. It's what we should have always been doing, including the mainstream media. Yes, of course, that is the job of a journalist to give you the information concerning what is in fact happening, not lying to you and inundating you with propaganda that's bought and paid for by that of the CIA. Only to confuse, only to deceive, because they want to change things around. And well, we're not for the new, we're for the old. Jeremiah 6:16. When you get a moment, check that out. Well, you just heard some more propaganda, by the way, concerning COVID-19. I just want to keep you abreast as to what's going on here. Epoch News reported that 9 out of 10 people that died of COVID actually died from the experimental jab. That's the same information we've been giving to you since day one. I want to go over to this woman here, and I'll give you her name right when we're done so you can know exactly who she is. I do know that she's a health professional, and she actually told you the truth. Check this out.
Of all age groups die. I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people dying of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis. So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death. It means that if even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's...
Okay, so she just kept on telling you the truth, friends, okay? And keep in mind what Business Insider actually reported a couple months ago, that if you go into a hospital, the administrators get paid to administer the test. John Hopkins University, just for the record, again, actually came out, well, probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and shared with us those that take the test, they're actually injecting the virus into your nostrils. Also keep in mind, we know from Business Insider that those that admit you to the hospital, they're incentivized. They get paid to do that. If they put you up on a ventilator, a mechanical ventilator, which 75% of the people never leave that alive, they get paid to put you on that. If they put you on remdesivir, they get paid to do that. That shuts down your body organs. And when you're dead, the coroner gets paid. He's incentivized as well by giving you the label of death or cause of death as being COVID. He gets paid to do that. He gets paid to do that. Just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page, okay? Look at this. Health Impact News just reported, again, friends, keeping you abreast as to what's going on, line upon line. precept upon precept. Health Impact News just reported 17,500% increase in heart disease in children following COVID-19 vaccines, the experimental jabs. This is not rare, just for the record. Again, it is not rare whatsoever. Let's go over to Europe really quick during this first segment before we get to our main topic. And I want to show you what's going on over there as well. Health Impact News comes to my aid once again. And they are giving us the information from Eudera Vigilance, okay? And this is European Database of Suspected Adverse Drug Reactions reports. That means COVID-19 vaccine, the experimental drug, adverse drug reactions, 42,507 people dead. Okay? 3,984,978 injuries through May 26th of 2022. Did you hear a word about that? Absolutely not. You did not. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? All that information being withheld from the American people. Well, last week, again, we kind of highlighted the fact that these big tech companies that are censoring you, like Google, they are pharmaceutical companies. I don't know if you're aware of that. Google is. So if you want to know why they're censoring you, why Facebook is censoring you, why others are censoring you through the mainstream media and Twitter and the such, it's because they are actually beneficiaries from the censoring that's taking place. This is clearly against American law. It violates the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. There is no if, ands, or buts about it concerning the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law, okay, respecting an establishment of religion, Christianity, under the umbrella of the Christian faith, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Though others are afforded asylum here, they still submit to the same laws that God has established through common law, right? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means if Congress does not have the power to do it, because Congress is the voice of the people, what makes you believe that some corporation or big tech company has the right to go ahead and violate free speech? No, no, no. Remember, the Bill of Rights, friends, are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people in this country. So therefore, big tech company needs to be undressed in court and sued for every single penny that they have for violating free speech. I have shared in the past, friends, in other countries such as Poland, because they understand the severity of censoring free speech there. If Facebook censors free speech in Poland, you know that each violation holds up to a $2 million fine per violation. That's supposed to be America setting the standard that we will not tolerate crime. But now they're doing it in foreign countries. Why Americans allowed here? You know what Americans do today? Well, they're censored by Facebook, and they say, well, that's their platform. They can do whatever they want to do. That is not true. What, when the phone company doesn't like what you say, can they shut down your phone? When the electric company says they don't like what you have to say, are they going to shut down your electricity? Are you going to then at that point say, well, they can do whatever they want to do? Are you really that bent set on being ignorant? Friends, they don't have the right to violate free speech. What's interesting, going back to big tech companies, is how subversive they are to American government. Isn't it interesting how they're trying to normalize the crimes here in America? And if you speak out according to law that confronts their crimes, their subversiveness, for some reason they call that hate speech? Folks, they're trying to make you enemies of the state, and you better wake up as to what's going on here. Put that up against Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment. 12:10, Revelation. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Wanted to highlight something else here, friends. That doctor that just blurted the truth out here is Dr. Ghazi Aiki, Director of Public Health, Illinois, speaks about how they get a lot of the numbers. They create them. Everything's equated to COVID, no matter how they die. She just got done telling you that. It's what we've told you since day one. Friends, this whole thing's been a fraud. A perpetuated fraud, just like we told you concerning the offset of this pandemic. This has been crimes against humanity. This has been a genocide. And there's more to come, believe me, because they're still pushing the same narrative on the people. They still haven't taken responsibility, and why not? Because the American people haven't held them to account concerning their liabilities of the deaths of the millions on a worldwide basis, because it's coming out of the people's White House right here. That's why they're doing what they're doing, and it's going to continue on. 500 billionaires created. RFK Jr. had shared with us that it's been the greatest wealth transfer in the human in human history. Billionaires that were already accumulated 27% more of their wealth. The governors in the United States were the ones that went after small businesses, which 60% will never open again because the governors played the Judas on the people the way the people played the Judas on the Lord. That's why this is happening. Numbers 32:23. Also keep note, friends, that not only 60% of the businesses will never reopen again, but also keep in mind the governors of states never had the right to shut down one business in the first place. What was the fruit of it? They corralled people from the small businesses to their corporate buddies in the fascist state that the Americans tolerate in the United States of America. Hey, folks, I'm all over the country all of the time. Every month I'm somewhere different in the United States of America. Every place we go, you see the same stores, same shoe stores, same restaurants, saying closed stores. It's very rare to see small business. And when we see small business, regardless if it's a restaurant or a closed store or whatever it may be, we always look to them first and foremost because we want to keep the little guy alive in this fascist state. But again, everywhere we go, friends, we see the corporations dominating the little guy. That's not how America was supposed to be set up. Now, I'm not saying, or am I talking against capitalism? No, praise God for capitalism. That's great. Make out of it what you will. The Lord gives us parables over and over and over again about being faithful with the small, okay? Because if you're faithful with the little things, you'll be faithful with much. But not when you have to put out the little guys in the process and step on others to make yourself bigger. That is not capitalism, friends. That's corporate crime is what it is. And it's a monopoly, and it needs to be put to a stop. Quit supporting the big guys, friends. Quit supporting the big guys. Start supporting the little guys. Take the time to drive an extra block or an extra six blocks to support the little guy. It's really important that we do this and start putting the corporations out of business, okay? And I do want to end this little portion with this, friends. If you think that this is the end of it, I'm here to tell you it's not the end of it. They're going to do it again. It will be at a different time, and they're going to try to keep this alive as much as they possibly can. And we should all know this. Boy, when you look at who we were, and I'm talking about how our forefathers established the country that we have today, and what we tolerate concerning being their posterity, Americans, again, we should be ashamed of what we've tolerated in this system of government, which is a reflection of we the people. I love this. It's really true. And I've heard it, and I've said it quite a few times, and I'm going to say it again. Every country deserves the government that it has, because that is the people. That is the people, and the people would have it so, because if it wasn't true, they wouldn't tolerate their reflection of crime. Okay, I want to go over to this. Speaking of what is it that was established at the beginning days of this country, many people don't realize this, that we've been told, you know, that the pilgrims came over here. I want to tell you something, friends. They weren't the pilgrims. It's been revised to break it down to pilgrims. They were actually called the saints. Now, I want to give you the breakdown really quick before I play this for you, this audio video. If you want to go to social media platforms, by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the Rumble feed. You can watch us 24/7. But what I wanted to tell you as well, friends, you can also jump over to another outlet, URL, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Now, with that said, if you want to call in, you can. It's just me today, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to go over to this, and I want to show you who it is that came over into America. They were called the Saints. When I was in Massachusetts, there was the Plymouth Rock. It says 1620 on it. Had to put my foot there. I got the hat, the T-shirt, and I even got the Mayflower Compact, which is right in front of me. It's right next to me so I can always remember our history. Well, the Mayflower Compact carried our forefathers over here when they established what it is that we have today. And what's interesting, the video that I'm about to show you, when I was speaking at the law school in Liberty Council and Liberty University in Virginia there, I'd asked all of the people there, have you guys all seen The Matrix of Liberty? And even the professors looked at me and said, no, I've never seen it. It's like, guys, really? If you haven't seen The Matrix of Liberty, how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you came from? I mean, many of you people are caught up into something called, you know, that the mainstream media pushed through SPLC and the ACLU, these communist subversive organizations, that somehow or another that there's lines between church and state. That's not the case. After you see this video, you'll totally understand. You'll totally understand, okay? This will show you exactly who we are and where it is that we came from. Most people don't even know the Matrix of Liberty exists. Most people do not. Wow. What I'm about ready to show you is an octagonal statue in Massachusetts when we got into Massachusetts and we went to the Plymouth Rock and we seen the Mayflower replica, it was interesting to note we drove about a block. I don't even think it was a block away. But when we drove into a particular area, we noticed this octagonal statue called the Matrix of Liberty. And when we got there, there was a guy carrying, but walking around the octagonal. It's huge, this statue. And we asked that person, what is this? And they didn't even know what it was. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Oh, my goodness. It's even staring us right in the face. This statue is and was in competition with that of the Statue of Liberty, which was given unto us by the French. Okay? And with that said, the Statue of Liberty won the spot as to where she is over that of the Matrix of Liberty concerning the octagonal statue, as I'm about ready to show you and to define as to who our forefathers were through this statue that's been established and sharing with us, friends, as to, again, who we are and where we came from.
The Declaration of Independence, we note that it states the laws of nature and nature's God, that we receive our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, as our forefathers sought out the supreme judge of the world to implement His divine providence to establish the Declaration of Independence. Now that's interesting. We also know that our forefathers, 28 of them were Episcopalians, 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 Congregationalists, 2 Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutherans, 2 Methodists, and 2 Roman Catholics, 1 was unknown, and 3 were claimed to be deists.
Okay, so I want to stop right there. We're going to take a hard break, but I want you to listen to this again. Our forefathers, as this just pointed out, 28 were Episcopalians. These are our forefathers. These are our signers. These are those that established what it is that we have today over 250 years ago. 8 were Presbyterians, all under the Catholic, or I'm sorry, the Christian umbrella. Pay attention. 7 were Congregationalists. 2 were Dutch Reformed Christians. 2 were Lutherans. We all know where that came from, right? 2 were Methodists. 2 were Roman Catholics. Notice our forefathers established what it is the Lord established through our forefathers under the Christian umbrella as to who they claim to be. 3 were told, as we are told over and over by the revisionists, that 3 of them were deists. Well, folks, what's interesting is deist means that God is there, but he doesn't interfere with the affairs of men. Folks, the Lord condemns the very thing that the revisionists accuse God of. This is absolutely ridiculous. Oh, and about those 3 deists, as we've been told about by the revisionists, it can't be proven. We're going to come right back. I'm going to bring you to the Matrix of Liberty. I'm going to show you where you came from. And we're going to get to our main topic, 1-866-582-9933.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are challenges at the border. It's the difficulty is when you try to use a health care law to deal with immigration challenges.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra speaking on Capitol Hill. Becerra defending a decision to end a public health rule which has been used to immediately deport many illegal immigrants. At least two people are dead after storms wreaked havoc in the south. The deaths were reported in East Texas and eastern Georgia. Funnel clouds and possible tornadoes hit Alabama and South Carolina. Another storm system will threaten parts of the south again Wednesday, including Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, and Florida. The nation's top oil industry executives are in the hot seat on Capitol Hill. They're briefing Congress on efforts to reduce the price at the pump. This is USA Radio News. Russia is about to experience more sanctions.
The United States, G7 allies, and European Union are imposing more sanctions on Russia for invading Ukraine. Banned her new investments in Russia and blocks on Russia's largest bank. Also, new sanctions on President Putin's adult daughters. It should be noted the Biden administration continues to allow Russia's biggest oil producers to operate, financing Russia's war effort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The cost of gas is going down, but still remains unusually high. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.16 today. That's 7 cents a gallon lower than a week ago and 17 cents below the peak of $4.33 a gallon last month. Statewide average is below $4 a gallon in 23 states, with Missouri the lowest at $3.71 a gallon. Price in California is down to $5.82 a gallon. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I gotta say this. Joe Biden putting sanctions on Russia. Wow. Anybody ever taken the time to notice that corruption in America is never guilty? It's always just allegations. This is the empire, friends. This is who is establishing a global order. America has over 737 military bases in foreign countries. We do not give government the authority to police the world, but yet they do it. Just think about that. 737 military bases all over the world. And there's sanctions on Russia. And we're hearing this kind of conversations because the American people don't put sanctions on corruption in America. It reminds me of Amos when he was calling out the corrupt king Amaziah. And how the priest came and said, listen, he said that these words are too hard for us to hear. Amos is basically bringing about a conspiracy against the king that's corrupt. And see, the priest was established by the corrupt king. Read 1 Kings 13:33, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. He didn't want to lose his place or his position. And if you look in Scripture, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll understand why Caiaphas, the high priest, and all of the Pharisees and the scribes and the Herodians crucified Christ. Because the Bible tells us they did not want to lose their place or their nation. And Scripture is clear in the book of Matthew that Pontius Pilate, by the way, knew all the well that he was delivered up. Jesus was the innocent Lamb of God, the sacrifice for men's sins. John 1:29. He all the well knew that they delivered him up for envy. They envied him. They hated him for Christ exposing them for who they were. Well, I'm going to do the same thing here, friends. Everybody's dealt with according to the mind of an individual that is guilty of treason in the People's White House. And the American people sit back and allow him and this corrupt administration, along with those that are pulling his strings, to go ahead and attack anybody at will. If it's right or if it's wrong, it matters not to the American people. If it did, he wouldn't be there. Sanctions would begin right there with the American people. 350 million people in this country sit back and they listen to the propagandists continuously propagandize another people. And how many of those people that have been propagandized by this said government, the American people that tolerate corruption in their government? I'm not talking about good government. I'm talking about corrupt government. How many times we've heard them propagandize against an innocent nation and the American people let them? Not only did they let them, they got behind them. They haven't learned the lesson yet, have they? I had to say something, friends. I just did. I'm going to get back to this. I was just highlighting the facts that we have something called the Matrix of Liberty in Massachusetts. It's about a block, maybe even a little bit less than a block, concerning the Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts there, along with the Mayflower replica. And I ended up bumping into it one day, and it was just sitting there all by itself, and I found out the history of it, and I thought, oh my goodness, do the people need to hear this? And most people don't even know it exists. Before the end of the last segment, I highlighted the fact that 28 of those that established what it is that you have today under the Christian umbrella were Episcopalians. 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 were Congregationalists, 2 were Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutherans, 2 Methodists, 2 Roman Catholics, and then we were told about 3 deists, which cannot be proven. But again, who told you that 3 of them were deists? The revisionists, right? And we're also told by the revisionists of the day how stupid our forefathers were. Nothing, again, can be further from the truth. Oh, my. You better get your Webster's 1828 dictionary out, friends, if you want to understand your forefathers. And isn't it interesting? We have the longest-standing constitution in modern history, and revisionists within that want to tear down your country want you to believe that our forefathers were that stupid. No, there's a reason we're called the light of the nations, friends. There is. But let me get back to this. Let me introduce you to something called the Matrix of Liberty. It is right in your own backyard. If you have not taken the time to see it, see it. Go touch it. Friends, go read it. Go over there and give it time, because this is who you are and where it is that you've come from. Check this out. Support. We also know that out of the 15,000 writings, letters, diaries, sermons, and other works that were written by various leading Americans from 1760 to 1805, 34% of these quotations in the framers' writings directly came from the Bible. But what preceded our forefathers? Have you ever heard of the Mayflower Compact? This was the governing document of Plymouth Colony. You ever heard of the Plymouth Rock? Or the Mayflower, that famous ship? It was written by separatist Congregationalists who called themselves saints. Later, they were referred to as pilgrims or pilgrim fathers. They were fleeing from religious persecution by King James of England. So let's look at their Declaration of Independence. It was called the Mayflower Compact. In ye name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by ye grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland King, defender of ye faith, having undertaken for ye glory of God and advancement of ye Christian faith, and honor of our King and country, a voyage to plant ye first colony in northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for ye are better ordering and preservation and furtherance of ye ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for ye general good of ye colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod, ye 11 of November of ye reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, ye 18th and of Scotland, ye 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. Folks, it's also interesting to note, across the field from where the famous Plymouth Rock and the Mayflower landed is something called the Matrix of Liberty. Now, for those that have not seen the Matrix of Liberty, I'm about to give it to you. It's an octagonal statue. On one portion of this statue is something called Faith. It is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock. She is holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. The pilgrims were children of the Reformation, with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. Hence the Star of Honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power." On another portion of the statue is Morality. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On the one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Another portion of the statue is none other than Education. Education is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth. Another portion of this statue is none other than Law. Law is portrayed as a draped male, also holding a book. His chair is supported by Justice, a woman with scales and a sword, and Mercy. And of course, we have none other on this statue than Liberty. Liberty is a helmeted male draped with a lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right hand and holding a broken chain in his left. The figures and niches on the side represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny and a king laid low. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown by its power. And finally, the engraving below the pillar of faith reads, "National Monument to the Forefathers, erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty." That's why we live unto them that died for us, friends, because we understand that someone paid the ultimate price for our freedoms. I want to get to my main topic, and what I'm going to do is I want to end this segment with, should I call it a parable, a story, a testimonial of that of Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers? He said at one point in his life he was going up on the backside of a mountain in Italy, Italia. And he said that when he was walking up, he noticed a little old church towards the top of it, and he kept making his way towards that little old church. He said when he got to the top of where the church was, he noticed all the stained glass windows were broken. But what he noticed about the windows is he seen the major prophets like Isaiah. He noticed Ezekiel, Jeremiah. He took note of Daniel and all these prophets on the right. And then he noticed on the left side were the minor prophets, you know, like Micah, and then you have Jonah, you have that of Malachi, and the list goes on. And he noticed they were all pointing their fingers towards the front of the church. So he went towards the front of the church, and he noticed on a big stained glass window was a picture of Christ crucified, where it said, John 1:29, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." That's why we live unto Him, 2 Corinthians 5:15. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I'm going to hit the main topic.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I don't know what's going on, but again, I know we're dumping a lot of information on you right now. But with that said, if you do have something you want to drop into, well, you want to bring it to the table, let us know, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, too, friends, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have 13 to 15 articles from attorneys, from preachers, constitutionalists, real doctors, telling you the information that the mainstream media means to conceal or censor. So that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's sound information. We hold to it. And we're not going to move from the truth because truth makes men free, John 8:32, period. We understand it. That's why we're going to hold to it. That the truth does make men free. And his name, by the way, is Jesus Christ, John 14:6. Now, listen, yesterday I was playing a video, and I didn't mean ill will by calling out the guy's ignorance. I thought it was good information that he was bringing. He brought to the table all these illegals coming into America. He highlighted the fact that it's 18,000 per day that are flooding and invading and overtaking through an incremental judgment upon America. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And he said that this is Joe Biden's America. It's like, you know what, don't give me none of that baloney. It's not Joe Biden's America. It's been every administration. And for those that have been paying attention and they got their head out of the sand and their eyes open and their ears open, they understand. You can put that up against Jeremiah 5:21. But it's interesting that they can all understand that there's no difference between administrations, friends. They've been kicking the can forward concerning a new global order, and every single one of them, without a shadow of a doubt, has been guilty of helping forth the agenda. Now, I also know this. There's still people that don't understand this, but, you know, people like to blame. If it's not Joe Biden to blame, it's of course it's not Donald Trump to their idolaters and worshipers. But the fact of the matter is, the truth is what the truth is. Like it or lump it, we're going to tear down those altars. And Donald Trump, as much as a problem and has been, is that of Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, there wouldn't be a Joe Biden, because Donald Trump said he had the DOJ to do what he wanted to do, and yet he kept calling him out for treason, but did nothing to prosecute him, just like he didn't do nothing to prosecute Obama or the Bushes or the Clintons, right? But what I'm trying to say here, friends, is the fact that the can's been going kicked down the road for far too long here now. And people need to understand that there is no difference, that they're all on the same team. We all get that, right? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. And people like to, then if they can't blame either one of the candidates, then what they revert to is that of a deep state. Really? You can't make it up. Oh, it's the deep state. Really, it's like, when did this come in? I remember hearing about this like probably 8 years ago. It's like, okay, they don't want to blame their favorite politician, so they got to blame the deep state for doing the things that they're doing. But have you ever taken the time to realize that the deep state can't do what the deep state does, as you call it, or some may call it, without the politicians signing into some omnibus bill the very things that they mean to advocate? It's the politicians doing what you're blaming the deep state for. If people would open their eyes and open their ears, they could clearly see these things. Folks, there is no deep state. Did deep state pass abortion? Or was it your politicians and the corrupt Supreme Court? Was it the deep state that passed homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind? Or was it the corrupt courts and the administrations that have been appointed by those that pull their strings? You see how this works? What about Obamacare? Was that the deep state too? No. What you're seeing is the people that are pulling the strings of your favorite politicians that are advocating these unconstitutional and criminal, the criminal acts in which they mean to implement against the will of the American people. So really what it is, it's a revelation and an exhibition of who your favorite politicians work for. Because, again, the politicians are the ones that are passing these things in what they call legislation, which, by the way, our laws clearly condemn, but they're not standing on the side of the law because they're not working for the people. They're working against the people on the behest of those that pay them more money to sell you out, just like Judas, Luke 22:48. So let's go over to this, and I just wrote this morning. This is Joe Biden's America, because when Trump was in office, they said this is Trump's America. When Obama was in office, they said this is Obama's America. When Bush was in office, they said this is Bush's America. When the Clintons were in office, they said this is Clinton's America. Well, I'm here to tell you that nothing could be further from the truth. So when I look at the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, how does it start out with? Does it start out with Joe Biden's America? Does it start out with Donald Trump's America, or Barack Obama's America, or George Bush's America, or the Clintons' America? Is that how it starts? And if it's true what I'm telling you, then why do you continuously parrot what the mainstream media tells you? Because you're giving ear to it. You have an ear to hear what the spirit of the world has to say, but you're deaf as an adder to the truth of the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and you have no ears to hear it. That's why you keep going back to your vomit like the dog does, because it's all you know. That's the spirit that you're born of. You're a reprobate, and you refuse to repent. There's your problem. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2:38. This isn't their America, friends. We the people, we are the ones that are responsible for saying that we the people are the America, if we are willing to make it so. But if we're not willing to make it so, then what we do is we say stupid things like, this is Joe Biden's America. This is Donald Trump's America. I mean, it's just, to me, I'm a part of the younger generation, to me, it's sickening How many people catch on to this and repeat and parrot the very things that they say they don't agree with? It blows me away. I mean, folks, by saying that this is Joe Biden's America is like saying when the Republicans are in the majority that they are a government unto themselves, and when the Democrats are in the majority that they are a government unto themselves, and none of it's true. But they say it anyways because that's what Fox News says. Well, it's not true. John Adams said, we are ruled as a republic by law. Okay? A republic of laws and not of men. And of course, never, nada, ever will you find party affiliations in the U.S. Constitution. Yet there's over 101 unconstitutional party affiliations. And the American people have taken on that when the Democrats are in power, they're a government unto themselves. They can do whatever they want. The Republicans too. As if to suggest there's a difference between the two, when in fact there isn't. There isn't. Matthew 5:13. The left does what the left does because the right does nothing to stop it. That's the definitions that you've taken on, friends. They're not the right. They are the left. Because what you call the right is just as corrupt as what you call the left today. See, because, as again, we've heard it said by Edmund Burke, evil prevails because good men do nothing. I respect Edmund Burke, but nothing could be further from the truth. Good men do not allow evil to prevail, period. Hey, folks, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1 comes to my aid. Read it when you get a moment. We the people are ruled under God as we delegate authority to those who represent us in upholding God's moral laws and statutes. Read the Declaration of Independence. This isn't Joe Biden's America. You know, it's funny. I noticed that if I stay the course on these topics, sooner or later, these people out there on the outskirts, they've run out of so many talking points that they begin to hold on to the truth and they start to bleed it into their conversations. And then they try to act like it came from them. It didn't come from them. It came from Christ. The Christ that I promulgate. The one that I preach. Amen? I mean, the fact of the matter is, friends, if Americans were to take their rightful place under God, again, like our forefathers did, every one of these corrupt administrations would have been lawfully dealt with in such a way that they would understand who it is that they work for. This is we the people's America under God. Let me say it again. This is we the people's America under God. And if we're going to get rid of God the way that the American people have allowed him to go, from what they call the left and tolerating their crimes, well, you're going to be one nation gone under. Isn't that right? That's where we're at. Let me say it again. If Americans were to take their rightful place under God, every one of these corrupt administrations would have been lawfully dealt with in such a way, Proverbs 16:6, they would have been lawfully dealt with in such a way that they would understand who it is that they work for. Okay? And guess what, friends? What you call the deep state and what you call the powers that are tolerated, they can't do what they do if you deal with corrupt politicians at the door. Because if you have good representatives and statesmen at the door, the bad guys can't get through to implement what you call the deep state. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.